Hello, this 5 minutes with the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 202, 202. Okay, so Psalm 91, we've been personalizing Psalm 91, and we are still on verse 10. And what is verse 10 saying? By this time, the aim is to get you to be able to personalize Psalm 91 from beginning till end. So Psalm 91, verse 10. There shall no evil befall thee. But how are you going to personalize it? That's why you're going to say, this is how you're going to say it. There shall no evil befall me. Me. It's no longer thee. It's just me. Oh, hallelujah. So you are, this is the prophetic word for you, that there shall no evil befall you. Say it, those words of faith from your lips, falling from your lips, that's something to your spirit, and that's something concerning whatever you're facing or your prevalent situation right now. So King Hezekiah had sent the message to Isaiah. Isaiah gives this prophecy in 2 Kings 19, 27 and 28, and he says to Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, I know your abode. And the message version says, of the Bible says, but I know you well. I know you well. I mean, how can you are facing an opponent, and the opponent says, I know you well. I have you on the dossier. I have everything about you. There is nothing about you that I do not know. In fact, before the battle begins, it means you lost. Everything is known about you. It means that you are on the weaker side. So that was what God was saying to King Sennacherib, that who do you think you are? I know everything about you. Where you stay, and when you come and go, oh, you are in serious trouble. You are with an enemy, and the enemy is telling you, I know where you stay, and I know when you come and when you go. It means that your life is already in danger. That is what God was telling Sennacherib. Your life is already in danger. Is there anybody who is quarreling over something with you? Is there anybody who is threatening you? Is there anything? Is it a man? Is it a woman? Is it money? What is it? Is it a sickness? What is it? Oh, that thing, I pity that thing. Is there somebody who says that he's going to, in Africa, we call it African jazz, where somebody takes your name or something concerning you to somebody that they think is superior spiritually? Maybe what they say in Nigeria, Babalawo, in some African countries, Juju or Marabu, somebody that is thought to be high spiritually. Is there somebody who is threatening you because he thinks he has some spiritual clouts? We pity the person. I, in particular, pity the person because I know what God has done for you. And so when God said to Sennacherib, he said, I know your abode. I pity. What are you saying? He said, all the things that have happened to you, all the victories you had, it was because I permitted it. I allowed it. And that is why you had it. And now, after you have it, you are now coming to me. Is it my child that you want to fight? Or you fought other people, you've killed, you maimed them, you have done spiritual things, you made people run mad. So because of that, you can now turn your attention to my child. You know, there are some people that you work with and they are always on your case, and they are always doing this threat, they do this, and they threaten everybody. If anybody touches this, I will let the person run mad. That I have this, these are my gods, these are the gods in my house. You know us, you know, and that in every country there are some particular tribes or some particular segment of the people who are involved in spiritual occultic power, and they are people fear them. Listen, you don't need to fear anybody.
You don't have to fear anybody. We have a film. it's an old film in Ghana, where I come from. And this guy used to say, "I don't fear who." I don't means I don't fear anybody. I don't fear anything. Listen, whatever that person is, remember that that person is exposed. He is exposed. She is exposed. No matter what she thinks she is. And you have it better because you are in a better covenant. You are in a new covenant. And in this new covenant, God has made you the master of devils. Here again, God has made you the master of devils. Oh, you're blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.